Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Today will mark the second and final day of the Republican National Convention before the midterm elections in Dallas. President Trump spoke, as did Attorney General Ken Paxton and others last night. Having said that, a Republican congressman from North Texas got more speech time than Attorney General Paxton. Our Dylan Duke reports the conservative firebrand Brandon Gill is poised to be a future GOP leader.
Gill made immigration and culture war issues the focus of his speech, saying the party is no longer debating marginal tax rates and government spending. Brandon Rodinghouse is a political science professor at the University of Houston. He said the Republican Party could be betting on Gill to be a future party leader.
Brandon Gill has been, at a very young age, one of the many members who's been able to build his identity around this America First wing rather than the older Texas Republican establishment.
Gill was elected in 2024 and represents Cook County and parts of Denton and Wise counties. He's up for re-election in November and has been endorsed by President Donald Trump. I'm Dylan Duke in Dallas.
Volunteers helped Democratic U.S. Senate candidate James Tallarico distribute more than 20,000 pounds of groceries yesterday. The food drive is part of Tallarico's counter-programming to the Republican midterm convention. Tallarico says hosting a midterm convention while people are struggling financially is in poor taste.
They are celebrating corrupt tariffs, billionaire tax breaks, and a new forever war that are all driving up costs.
A recent Texas Politics Project poll found more than half of Texas voters disapprove of President Trump's handling of the economy. A grand jury has decided not to take action against a Galveston police officer who shot and killed 47-year-old Randy Martin during a routine traffic stop back in May. Our Juliana Washburn tells us Martin's family is still looking for answers.
Ever since Martin's death, his family has been fighting to see the body camera footage from the traffic stop. Officials haven't released the footage due to the ongoing investigation, but now Martin's family will get that chance after filing a special motion to see the footage. Aldeberto Ruiz is the family's attorney. He says they'll decide whether to pursue a lawsuit after seeing the video for themselves.
So that's kind of what we anticipate, that looking at the video will reveal to us some of the circumstances. But just because the grand jury no-billed Officer Nino, by no means does that mean that's going to be the same conclusion that we reach.
Ruiz says Martin's family will have a private viewing of the footage later this month. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
And in sports, the Astros lost to the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday, 11-7. Having said that, they remain two games up in the division because the Texas Rangers lost as well. Legendary second baseman Jose Altuve got hit number 2,500 for his career, all, of course, coming with the Astros. He is the 103rd player to ever reach that milestone. For more news, you can head on over to